48 degrees at 8:55. It's time to check out the commodity markets on this Tuesday morning. Soybeans continuing their rally here in the early going. With details, we go to Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and it's continued fund buying, pushing the beans higher. South American crop is huge, but we continue to have funds buying back short beans, and that's pushing it higher. We made new highs last Thursday. We made highs Friday. We made highs yesterday, and I think some months made highs today. Others did not, but we continue to grind four to five higher on those beans and just hang in there. And it's kind of, I think, a surprise to industry that we haven't stopped going yet. But lots of beans available in the world, lots of wheat available in the world, lots of corn available in the world. And here as we get ready to plant, the question is how many acres will we put in corn and how many will we put in beans? That comes up at the end of the month, and I think that's the next big report. We'll also have stocks, and the stocks are very adequate here and in the world for all of it. But corn at the moment just up a penny to three quarters, have had a big 2 cent range. Beans have had a 7 to 8 cent range. Yesterday it was a 10 cent range. We were up 5 to down 5, but closed near the highs. Today we have been down 2 in the overnight, up 4 to 5, and right now we're up 4 in the Novembers at 9.17 and 3 quarters, one off their high. The Julys are at 9.12 and 3 quarters, one off their high, up 4 and a half. Wheat only up 3 quarters at 4.67 and a quarter. The cool, cold weather over the weekend helped push everything higher yesterday. We had teens and even single-digit wheat, but it's not thought that it did a lot of damage, and that helped push the wheat higher, which drug everything with it, along with all of this short covering. Mostly short covering from funds worldwide, still good usage, but lots available. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that report. Appreciate you joining us on this Tuesday morning, taking a quick glance at the outside markets here in the early going today. Markets appear to be a bit startled by what happened in Europe today as well. The Dow trading down 70 points at 17,553. The S&P is off 6 points at 2,045. And the NASDAQ down 6 points at 4,802. A reminder, we've got special coverage coming up at the top of the hour. President Obama preparing to make a speech in Cuba this morning. I'm sure he will address the attacks in Brussels as well, but we'll have coverage of that coming up at the top of the hour here on WIOL AM 580. In your weather forecast for today, mostly sunny and breezy conditions with a high of 66 degrees. South winds 15 to 25, gusting up to 40 miles per hour this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, breezy tonight, the low 51 degrees. South winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon with a high of 66 degrees. Rain is likely tomorrow night, maybe some thunderstorms as well with a low of 47 degrees. South winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Cloudy skies for the day on Thursday. Showers likely, a chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then a chance of rain in the afternoon. Temperatures will fall on Thursday all the way down to the lower 40s by afternoon. Mostly cloudy Thursday night, turning partly cloudy as the evening progresses. 29 degrees the low. Sunny and a bit cooler than we've had around here for Friday. The high 51 degrees. Partly cloudy Friday night, the low 36. Back up to 60 for the high on Saturday. And then Easter Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 55 degrees. Again, joining NPR's special coverage of President Obama's speech in Havana, Cuba, coming up in just a moment. This is WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9. HD1, HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org.